Good evening. Mike, what that's really called is cut and paste. When I started my doctorate program at AGTS, computers were just getting going good, and that made it a lot easier to do some cutting and pasting, as long as you footnote. That's the main thing. Well, it's a joy to be here this evening. I'm so honored that Pastor asked me to fill in for him this evening. That is, I take that as a great honor. And it gives me a chance to say something that he would never say to you. Go Cardinals! Is this recorded? You can bleep. You think there's a button there to bleep. Tonight, we're addressing the third aspect of the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. Preparing for this session on peace did make me very anxious, however. Laughter, yeah, feed that in. I heard one of the best ways to achieve inner peace is to finish all of the things that you have started and haven't yet completed. Such simple advice. So I looked around yesterday to see all the things that I had started and not finished. Today I finished cleaning out the garage, finished a package of Oreo cookies, took the rest of my Prozac, ate a box of chocolates, and a half a gallon of Rocky Road ice cream. You have no idea how good it feels. Peace is something we struggle with constantly, and even the animals struggle with it. Cows struggle with peace. Peace to the cows is for us to love chicken. That's a commercial from Chick-fil-A, if you didn't catch that. But peace, it permeates the minds and the thought of our society. And for the past few weeks, we've been studying the fruit of the Spirit and its nine aspects. And so far, we're into the third one. We've looked at love, we've looked at joy, and tonight we're going to look at some of the aspects of peace. The fruit of the Spirit is not just a badge of award or a medal of award. It is the power of the Holy Spirit to navigate and process us through life. We need the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We understand that as Pentecostals and being born-again Christians, we understand the power of the Holy Spirit. But living in that Spirit also brings an evidence that emulates from us and surrounds us, not of our own doing only, but primarily of the power of the Holy Spirit. We sometimes have heard things mistakenly said that talked about the fruits of the Spirit, and that's an easy statement for us to make. We sometimes kind of think of a basket full of fruit, and we kind of get to pick what we want out of the basket. But it's really not the fruits of the Spirit, it is the fruit of the Spirit that has different aspects. And Paul describes that fruit in those nine aspects there in Galatians. If we would think of the fruit of the Spirit more as an orange, and if you take an orange and you begin to peel it, you find that inside of it, or you find the segments, they're each very distinct, but it's one orange. And it's probably in a sense, and it lacks probably the full explanation of it, but if you take that orange and open it completely up, you'll find that those slices still contain all of the essence of that one fruit. And so that is what we are dealing with, in a sense, when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It is that Spirit of God and presence of God becomes the fruit of the Spirit lived out through us, and it has different aspects. We have a choice. Paul describes there in Galatians the fruit of the flesh or the fruit of the Spirit. And it's so easy, it appears, to live out the fruit of the flesh. One that appears to be the human nature, it's the fallen nature of men and women, that we give in to what only human nature would want or what Satan would want to manifest in our life. And we have to make a conscious choice to allow the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our life. And while we choose which way of life we want to live, it still is only with the power of the Holy Spirit within us that we overcome those natural fleshly desires that can become so destructive. In the book of Romans, Paul even talks about it being a war within him. He said it prevented him from doing what he wanted. And at times he said he would cry out, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Christ, through Jesus Christ our Lord." We can live victoriously and have the fruit of the Spirit manifest in our life by His Holy Spirit. The third aspect that we're going to emphasize tonight, as I've said, is the aspect or the element of peace. And peace emerges from the environment and the context of the other eight aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. The more I read on this and begin to try to narrow down to this one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit, it is difficult to isolate and it stand alone because they're really intertwined, just as the illustration that I gave of the orange, when it is inside that of its skin and they're intermeshed together. And it's really the fruit of the Spirit, and it's really difficult to manifest one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit and not others, because either the unwillingness to participate in the others or not manifest the others contaminates the whole. So it is ultimately that these nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit are balanced within us, but yet they are distinct. And so as I was thinking of that the nine or those nine aspects, peace emerges really out of all of this, and so does love, so does joy, but it's that aspect, those aspects coming together that produces the peace that becomes that stabilizing element in our relationship with God. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you," Jesus said. "I do not give you the peace that the world gives. And do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Have you ever gone through the Bible and noticed how many times either the Lord said or the angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid"? Fear will rob you of peace. And fear, in robbing you of peace, can dilute and contaminate all of the other fruit of the Spirit. And it becomes an enemy of our total spiritual being. In the Hebrew, peace can be translated as, interestingly, as one or unity, peace, quietness, rest. It is suggested it might be derived from a verb meaning to join. And really, the peace of God joins us with that supernatural presence and that supernatural experience and the person of Jesus Christ. And one who is at peace can have joy, can be patient, can love, can be self-controlled, etc. So as we're approaching the fruit of the Spirit, whichever one we're addressing at the moment kind of seems to take preeminence, but they're a unit. And Paul describes them so accurately. And as we read through these and study through these in the weeks to come, I think we'll become even more conscious of how tremendous this fruit of the Spirit that is borne out. Let's look at some of the aspects of peace itself. Peace is the result of a relationship with the right authority. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Our peace doesn't come from our circumstance. Anything that happens around us that might make us feel happy for a time is happiness. But peace is deeper than that. Peace originates from within and emulates out. Where happiness can take place around us and make us feel better. And are there times to be happy? Yes. Happiness is a part of a healthy life. But Christians have a relationship that is even deeper with God than just making us happy. He gives us peace. And it is a peace that we come to know through knowing Him. In Revelation, chapter 19, he is described as coming as a warrior, leading the host of heaven. But even when he came to earth,